Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, I am really interested to find out how this went.
Jill.
Because this to me seems like a train wreck ready to happen.
I'm surprised she's back on with us because A, you know they were out late.
Mm-hmm.
And B, she knows everybody's ready to tee off.
Yeah. Depending on how it went.
Like, even if it went well, people aren't going to be happy with her because why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, even let's say she said, I just want to let you know that I have a tough time seeing you in the bar. Those three nights you're here because I think I've fallen in love with you. And even if he said, oh my God, I'm so glad you said something. I feel the same way. That's still, people are not going to like that outcome either.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not good.
This is a lose.
Well, hurry up and get around before she wakes up.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jill, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. You didn't take our advice yesterday. Everybody said, keep it to yourself.
Don't do it.
When he comes in, don't say a word. But for some reason, you thought you gotta get it off your chest.
I mean, I know everybody's mad at me or whatever and thinks that I'm some kind of awful person, but this is my life and these are my feelings, and I just feel like I have to express myself. I don't know if that makes me a bad person. I'm sorry.
Well, tell us what happened last night.
Well, he came in, but he came in with his wife and another couple. So it wasn't the right time to tell him. But I did intercept him as he was going to the bathroom and take him aside and ask him if he would be willing to come in today for
lunch. Oh, my goodness.
No, you didn't.
So wait a second. How does this work? He gets up from the table. He starts to walk his way over to the bathroom. You hurry over there and grab him by the arm, and you say, can you come in on Friday so we can talk?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
I said I had something important to tell him, and he said, you know, what's wrong, of course. He was, like, totally confused and concerned. And I just said, you know, it's something I have to talk to you about. So can you come in Friday for lunch? And he said he would do his best. So I don't know if he will or not. We'll see.
I'll do my best.
Did he look at you, like, confused?
Yeah, I mean, he looked a little confused. I'm never, like, you know, we don't talk about serious things. So I'm sure he was, you know, worried about it.
So it's not like you guys can't say that you guys have a friendship. Like, he doesn't have your number, you don't have his number, right?
Right.
So this woman that he sees working at the bar, whenever he goes in there, all of a sudden has something serious she wants to talk to him about? He must be like, what the hell is going on?
I wonder if he thinks you want to borrow money.
Mm.
If he doesn't think immediately that you're interested in him, then that would be the secondary thing to go to, right?
But how rude.
Because he spends a lot of money with her.
He left the table with his wife, going to the bathroom.
And you stop him.
And you stop him to say, oh, can you come in tomorrow because I got something important to tell you?
Melissa, love is never rude.
Well, he loves his wife, and his wife loves him.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I just think that, I mean, I don't know.
That is really, really
it's desperate.
Lots of cojones.
Desperate, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think
for you to do that.
Yeah.
It's really out of line. It really is. Because he has no idea what's coming now.
Could be destiny, Bert.
I don't think he's coming back in today. I think you scared him.
God, I would be so offended. Like, if I was somewhere with Katie and somebody pulled me aside mm-hmm. to say, I need to tell you something, Melissa, and my girlfriend is right there,
I would
think so much less of you for that.
I've actually done that with Katie.
There are a couple of different stages of sort of weird here, too, because they're not even friends.
Right.
So this woman that he sees at the bar all mm-hmm. of a sudden now says she wants to have a serious talk. He's not showing up.
Uh-huh. What would you do in that situation, Bert? Like, you and Stacy go to 10 degrees south a whole lot, right?
Yeah.
Like, say it was something like that situation where somebody from there pulled you aside or something. Like,
somebody that I see at the bar, but I don't really know
exactly.
That I didn't know her name, but don't know anything else about her.
What would you think that was even about?
As soon as I got in the car, I'd say to Stacy, I'm like, the weirdest thing happened. You know that waitress? You know the server, Jill? Mm-hmm. She said that she wanted me to come in tomorrow morning, and she wanted to have a serious talk with me. I'm like, what the hell do you think could that be about?
And Stacy would be like,
it wouldn't even be in my zip code that it could be what she's about to say. So maybe Stacy
would pick up on it.
And I would say, Stacy, you're out of your mind.
I don't even think that would be on Jessica's radar. I would think it would be the money thing.
Women see things that dudes don't see. Yeah. Like she might have been seeing
I think Jessica would question it.
I think we would have a long talk about it, and then she'd be like, you got to go. You got to find out what this is. Like,
right.
It would be exciting.
See, I think Stacy would go, let me go in your place.
Yeah.
Because if she wants to borrow money, she's got to go through Stacy anyway.
That's true.
Jill, hold on 1 second. Somebody else wants to be on the voice disguiser, and I don't want you guys to be on it at the same time, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. She sounds like she's got that tail between the legs. Nervous kind of. She knows.
She's starting to get a little like...
Crazy.
Crazy eyes, psycho.
Creepy.
Yeah, she sounds a little off.
Like she's got that look.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on the voice disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a similar situation as Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I actually did not make any move on the guy, and we just had kind of a mutual attraction. I waited until... He was divorced. I mean, basically, he was in an unhappy marriage, but neither one of us made any advances towards each other.
Mm-hmm. So very, very different. Very
you
different
said mutual
scenario.
Mutual attraction, yeah.
And she
right.
waited
well,
until
I
after
mean,
the divorce.
Right. Well, he had 3 kids, and I did not in any way want to have any drama, you know, with all of that. So it turned out he was in an unhappy marriage, and after they got divorced, and it was probably almost a year after that.
Well, I mean,
was still single. And he came back in, and we talked and went on some dates, and everything's great. And I have to face the ex, you know, as a step-parent. And so it's been, I can look her dead in the face and not have any kind of guilt or, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that. We have a great marriage. It worked out wonderful.
Well, I think you handled it right.
Right.
I mean, you both had a mutual, and you saw the mutual attraction, but you respected mm-hmm. your lives in order and waited for the right moment. I think the difference with Jill is, like I said, there is no evidence of a mutual attraction, and I think she's built this up in her head so much that she completely went over the line last night by stopping him on the way to the bathroom while his wife is in the bar, and I think it's going to backfire on her.
Hey, Jessica, go ahead.
I think you have this under the wrong segment. This should be in stepping into psycho. Like,
yeah.
He's a nut. You know, I mean, This is a random guy in her bar. It makes no sense. She doesn't know his name. I mean, she doesn't know anything about him. It's just nuts. And I agree with Melissa. What a trashy thing to do.
Jill, if this was your brother, okay, and he was coming to you with the very same story about a woman that he sees in a bar from time to time, what would you think of that woman?
I mean, obviously, I can relate to it, so I would think. I would think that it was fine, or that she was like me. I wouldn't assume that she was some trashy person who didn't know anything about him. I mean, we know each other. We talk all the time. Like I said yesterday, we've had lots of one-on-one conversations. So it's not like I don't know his name.
But you said you don't have a serious conversation with him. Like you just said that we've never talked about anything serious, so I don't know what his reaction would be to what I said last night. I mean, it's just been on kind of lighthearted conversation in a bar. That's not a relationship.
I mean, lots of friends just have lighthearted conversations and make each other laugh, right? I mean, how often do you sit down and, like, have serious discussions with your friends?
And I don't have an affair with them just because I sat down and had a funny conversation with them.
I don't think he's going to show up today.
I don't think he's going to show up either.
Definitely not.
The words, I'll do my best, don't really reek of I'll be there.
No, that means no.
Right.
That means I'm trying to be nice, but no.
He's scared of you.
We definitely will call you on Monday to find out, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we will.
Here is Kim. Good morning, Kim. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Okay, I love the Burt Show, but let me just say, okay, this girl is a loon. And, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, that husband went home last night. He told his wife. And you know what? Her best thing is to just be quiet because she's going to, like, be out of a job by 5 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. Wives are territorial. She will call that lady's place of employment by the end of today.
That's true. You know, I hadn't even thought
that. I mean, the other day, she was saying she didn't want to lose her social circle. Really? That's, like, the least of your concerns because when you go, this is the problem. This is the problem with infidelity. If women just had a mutual respect for other women, half of this stuff wouldn't even happen.
Jen Hobby always likes to say women are women's own worst enemy.
Stop it.
Jill, is there any... I mean, this is the same situation we were in yesterday where everybody's going to call up and tell you not to do it. And they're going to tell you that if he shows up at all, he's going to be confused and you may even lose your job over it. But you're going to do what you want to do, right?
I have to do what I feel.
Oh, God. No, you don't. I mean, it's just you have to be smart and you have to be respectful to somebody else. You're just so selfish.
She's not listening.
Yeah, just go for it.
Doesn't matter.
Go do your thing.
Doesn't matter what we say.
And then let's check back with you. We got to get an update on Monday. But this is not going to go well. I think we're all warning you right now. Mm-hmm. This cannot end well.
You already crossed the line.
I don't know that you all know that.
Mm, yeah, okay.
We're guessing.
Just be prepared for the wife to walk in.
Yeah.
Not him.
She may show up with him. What are you going to do then? Let's role play this.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if I was in that situation, I'd have to just go through with it. And then maybe she would understand
why
you shouldn't go there anymore.
Okay. So you're going to tell the wife. So you're going to tell the wife that you're in love with her husband.
Coo-coo.
I don't know. Maybe.
So you would say, I don't think
that will happen.
You know what? Ooh. I think you should. If you're really committed to this, I think you should tell the wife too.
How do we arrange it to make sure the wife shows up too?
I don't know.
Hey, can we have his number?
Jill, you really got
off. She doesn't have it.
Yeah, she doesn't have it.
No.
She doesn't even know him that well.
Doesn't matter. She's in love with him.
You
love
need to.
She doesn't need his number.
Think about this from every angle because there are a whole bunch of different possibilities that happen here. A, he doesn't show up. B, he shows up with the wife. The wife shows up by herself. You got a lot of thinking to do.
Okay. Well, a lot of hours to lunch, but.
All right. Good luck with that.
Wow.
Talk to you on Monday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
She has counted down to lunch. 5 hours to lunch.
TikTok.
5 hours till he comes in my car.
I would come back and do a 30-minute show at 1.
you have fun with that.
You know what today's special is? Destiny.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Southside Steve here from our rock station peeks his head in the door and said there's an obvious weirdness going on between he and Jen Hobby.
Yeah.
It's real awkward,
and
Steve.
It's a different awkward than there's been in the past where she denies you your sexual advances It's different.
It'll be okay, Steve.
What's going on?
This is a different awkwardness.
It is. I can't really look her in the eye. I'm trying to. I've gotten to the point now I can glance at her.
What happened?
I had a dream.
I had a dream.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, it was Sunday night leading into Martin Luther King Day. He had dreams. I just had one. We all got dreams.
Free at last, free at last.
Problem is, his was freedom and equality, and mine's gin.
Okay, so it was one of those.
I thought it was kind of rude in studio on Tuesday because we're buds, right?
Yes, we are. We talk about whatever.
Mm-hmm. And so so he came in Tuesday and was like chatting it up with everybody else in the studio and like ignored me. I'm like, did I do something to take him off? Like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. And then after the show, I saw him in the hallways and he was like, I got to tell you something.
Did she hurt you real bad, or was the dream so graphic that you were embarrassed?
That
one.
The second one.
On graphic on her side, or are you apologizing for the things that you did?
Both. I mean, I was the aggressor, but once I went there, it was like, yeah, come on.
Have you ever had those dreams where you wake up and you have to shake it off? Like, was that real or not?
No, usually I try to get back into it.
No. I woke up. Go back to sleep. I woke up that morning, and I left the light on in the hall, and I expected to see Jen walking in to say good morning.
It was that vivid.
That vivid.
Really?
I mean, we were an item. We were together. I don't even know how many years we'd been together.
So it was like it was more emotional than it was physical. There was a love in your dream.
Yes, I was like Nicolas Cage, the Family Man. She was, I mean, it was like that. I was like, my God, it was a whole secondary life. I mean, it must have been a 5-hour dream. But I woke up and we'd been through things and she had dropped a guy and I dropped a girl and there'd been controversy and we'd been filmed and we were together. She'd gotten a small dog, but I was okay with it because of what she wore around the house. And we were together.
You lived 30 years.
Pretty much.
In 3 minutes.
Hilarious.
Pretty much. Wow. Pretty much.
And how did the dream end? Did it end in a breakup or it ended well and that's what shook you?
It ended, I think, with us just having lunch. I mean, I woke up and we were in the middle of what we're doing. There was no ending. I mean, it's like we're together. So when I saw her here, I was like, honey, well, thanks for not, riding into work with me. We could have gone together. And then I realized, Steve, it's a dream. And then I'm like, but I don't know what to do. So I couldn't look at her.
You still can't.
I can't.
Yeah. I know. It's weird.
It'll take time.
Oh, come on. Do you remember when this happened to me years ago, years and years and years ago? And I had that dream about the artist formerly known as Phil Tirana.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not talk to... I couldn't. Right. I was like so embarrassed because of the things that I had in my dream about him.
That's right.
And it was just like so vivid and real. And it was like, whoa.
I really do think it's a different level. The things that you were doing to Phil Tirana,
probably
I'm sure,
different.
Are pretty basic compared to the things that he was doing to you in this dream.
Yeah. You've got abilities you don't even know you have.
Maybe you need to fill me in and teach me some things.
Yeah, we'll start class when I can look at you.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
The Burt Show.
There's a story. It came out last week, and I don't think Melissa didn't talk about it because the story would have been reported on a Friday, and some things you just shouldn't think about all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, because especially on a Friday, I just run out of time because we do the good news at the end of the day. So I thought this didn't qualify as a good news story, but Jeff did.
Yeah, that's how I sent it when I got the news bulletin or whatever. I forwarded it to Melissa and said, for good news, Kat. There is a story. The city is about 75 miles from Atlanta. Do you remember what town it was? It's a suburb.
Off the top of my head, I do not.
Okay, it's a suburb of Atlanta. Well, anyways, this kid goes to school and he tells his teacher that he told his mom about a bad grade that he had got.
Either, he'd gotten lots of bad grades.
Yeah, it was either his report card or a paper or something, but whatever this bad grade was that he told his mom about, as he explained to his teacher, she got really mad.
Mom did.
Mom got really mad. And made him do something very bad. Made him kill one of his pets.
So now, he told this story to the teacher.
To the teacher.
He reported it to the teacher that his mom, it was a hamster, and he was supposed to use, a hammer, and he was supposed to get rid of the hamster as a punishment for having bad grades.
So that was the story. And so your first thought is, oh, my God. And, Bert has this theory that he always throws out. Mathematically, there's the worst of something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's the worst truck driver. There's the worst news reporter. There's the worst police officer. You can't find a worse parent than this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst parent in the books of parenting. All of them.
Unbelievable.
Like you make your child so, it's
national
shocking,
story.
Revolting, everything. I read something over the weekend that this woman is, you know, like the president of the PTA, really well liked, all this other stuff.
She's in jail.
She's in jail right now.
For this.
Obviously arrested for this.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I read something this weekend that the kid has a little bit of a lying problem.
A little bit of a lying problem or a lot of bit of a lying problem?
Well, enough lying problem that there are some of her friends are coming out saying, this is not, why is she in jail? How come everybody's taking the word of the kid? Like, this is not, this could be, the kid could be having a, you know, disciplinary meltdown. He's a bad kid. He gets bad grades. He gets in trouble at school all the time. I think I read that she has more than one kid. Could you imagine if you did something as a child that resulted in your parent? Now, I'm assuming that she didn't do it, because if she did do it, then she's a horrible person and that's awful and you don't deserve your kids and blah.
But for the sake of this argument, let's say she did not do it.
Imagine if you did something as a child that resulted in your mom or dad spending the weekend in jail.
Falsely.
Yes.
Like you told a lie.
Yes.
That resulted in your mom or dad going to jail.
Yes. No, I don't even, you know what?
This kid like made up the story, telling a tall tale, trying to like be a brat and be defensive, and is like, oh, mom's going to make me be in trouble? Watch this. And then she ends up in prison?
Yeah, I'd end up in a grave if I did that to my parents.
I'd want my mom to stay in jail. No, my mom better stay in jail, because I don't want that kind of beating.
It doesn't have to. I mean, the made up thing makes it worse. But even what if you were a kid? Because, you know, there's some things that like the parents get in trouble for. Like, I know some states passed a law that if the kid misses so much school, they can actually arrest the parent type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what, even if you didn't make it up, what if you just did something that resulted in your mom or dad being arrested?
No. No. Like, I would not see to live the next day.
Yeah, that's just the definition of red right there.
I would say, keep them in there, because that.
No, I don't want to see them afterwards.
Unbelievable.
And you know that there are, you know, if this kid made up the story completely, it's how do you even, Hey, Bird Show.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bishop.
What's going on?
Hey, I was wanting to comment. Whenever I was little, I had told my teacher that my mom beat me.
Oh, Lord.
I know, and I just got occasionally whooping. And DFACS reported it. I mean, my teacher reported it. Mm. And my mom got investigated by DFACS for 3 whole months.
Because you got a spanking.
Yeah, and I just got a spanking. And Mama wanted to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Well, at some point...
She couldn't, because DFACS was watching her.
Exactly.
At some point, there's no turning back.
Oh, my God.
Like, once that investigation is launched, there's no turning back. You are the reason that your parent is in jail.
See, and it's a whole different era, because when I was a kid, if I went to my teacher and I said my parents are spanking me, you know, or beating me or whatever, then the parent would probably call my mom and say, okay, this is what Melissa said.
Yeah.
And have a discussion with my mom about it, because back in the day, parents and teachers worked together to raise the kid. True. But nowadays, like she said, DFACS gets involved. The parents have to report it to the police.
If the teacher has to report it, I'm sure there's some sort of obligation for her.
Well, I know, but right? I'm saying that she doesn't know the parents well enough to call them up front.
Right. Right. Yeah, like, you know, I think that
it's a whole different world.
Small, back in my day.
Yeah, and it was okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah, the look on my parents' face after they get released from jail is one that I will never want to see. I will never see it, because I'll be turned the other way running as fast as I can.
And there's a look. Mm-hmm. There's a parent look that I guess you just get, you know. Yeah. Mm-mm.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R HERS.com/Burt. ForHERS.com/Burt. Waitlist by HERS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit ForHERS.com.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Hey, Q100.
Oh my God, is Justin Bieber?
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm here with my best friend, Katie. Oh my God, we're in love with you. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Look, Madison, this is the one time you have to say whatever you wanted to Justin Bieber. This is your moment to shine. Focus, girl, focus.
Do you have any questions?
What did it feel like when you're just like all normal for like 1 minute and then like you're famous the next?
It's a really good question.
That is a great question. I just kind of take it one step at a time. When I go out, I don't really think about it. I just kind of do it. It's kind of part of my daily activities now.
I was just talking to your dude here, Scott, who is with the record company. And do you guys realize that if we have the timing down right on this, the first time that we had Justin in studio was only 7 months ago.
Really?
Uh-huh. Was it really? Wasn't when it you last... came in with Usher?
Yeah, that was 7 months ago.
That's like nobody knew who this dude was 7 months ago.
Wow. Well, a lot of people on the internet did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like your youngest, right. Like your internet savvy fans mm-hmm. definitely yeah. did.
You know, the kids who get on the intranet.
You know, the people who don't have dial-up.
This is like, I don't think that Scott and I were just talking about this, that what is happening to Justin now was even possible 10 years ago.
Right.
Because of the internet and because of Twitter now and Facebook, this dude in 6 months mm-hmm. has seen more success mm-hmm. than most artists don't do in 20 years. And that's because Facebook and the internet has changed the game totally.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different time zone. Like, people 10 years ago didn't have that opportunity to put things on the internet and have it blow up so fast. So mm-hmm. it's been really fun.
There has to be some kind of like, who were we talking to the other day? Fantasia Barrino. Like when you're coming up through the ranks, right?
Yeah.
Like in the olden days when people started off and they started off small and then they got really big 10 years later, they learned a lot of lessons about the industry as they were sort of going through it. You haven't had that chance because you've only been doing this 6 months.
Yeah.
What mistakes have you made, do you think, over the last 6 months that you might have learned? Had you done this the old school way?
I haven't really made any big mistakes really at all. So
obviously,
I'm gonna have to. I'll get back to you on that one once I make a big mistake.
I think because he's so young, your mom's still really involved, right?
Yes.
And you have good people around you watching your money and watching, you know, the contracts that you're signing and the business deals that you're making, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So people he trusts are making those mm-hmm. decisions, you know?
Yeah.
Do you actually look at the contracts at all, or do they tell you what the contracts are?
I mean, I have my lawyer brief me. I don't just sign things just to sign. Oh, sign here, and I just sign it. No, mm-hmm. no. I get my lawyer to brief me on stuff, and I trust him. So
my lawyer briefed me on stuff too. and by lawyer, I met my dad.
I need to know coolest person that you've met so far. On tour, traveling around.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
No, really?
Did I tell you guys I have the biggest crush on Beyonce?
Come on now, really?
Yeah.
You know, Jay.
It can never
not
be possible,
be...
but I mean, it's just a fantasy.
How what was Taylor Swift when you busted up your foot?
Oh, Taylor Swift. She was really cool. I got to go in and do some shows with her. And I broke my foot on stage. So, I mean, it wasn't.
Is it all better now? I didn't
Yeah, it's
notice
good. It's good. I have both shoes on now.
Are you and Taylor going to write together?
Yeah, I would love to write with Taylor. We haven't done it yet, but
when you meet the celebrities now, do they know who you are?
I mean, some of them do.
Like who have you met? It's like, oh my God, I'm a big fan, or my daughter, or my niece, or whoever's a big fan.
Oh yeah, I was at the in New York watching a basketball game, and Celine Dion mm-hmm. Comes up to me and introduces herself and says, "Hi, my son's a big fan. Can he take a picture with you?"
That's cool.
Really cool. That's really cool.
Did she mention that she's the greatest singer in the world?
No, she didn't. She didn't happen to mention that.
Are you excited about the Grammy Awards coming up? Because 7 months ago, I mean, that's not even a year. So you got to watch the Grammys a year ago. Now you're going to be presenting.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. They haven't told me what I'm doing or what I'm presenting, but they're just going to throw me up there.
How do you not get nervous about something like that? You seem like this is all so like easy. Do you ever get nervous when stuff like that's presented to you?
Not really. I don't really get nervous.
Weren't you the first presenter after Kanye screwed with Taylor Swift?
Yeah, for the VMAs.
Yeah. You were the first one up after that.
Yep.
That's something fun to recover from. And you brought your girl Beyonce into it, so you must have been like, let's go.
Yeah, I was like, yep.
What was that like backstage when after Kanye did that? Was it just crazy?
Yeah, it was. I saw it because I was backstage getting ready to go on, so I wasn't out there watching it live. Mm-hmm. I saw it on the screen happen, and I was like, whoa.
See, there's a guy that's been doing it for 25 years, and he made... That's a big mistake. Just so you know, that's a big mistake.
Did you hear about this We Are the World remake that they're going to be doing?
Yes.
For Haiti Relief? I was wondering if you guys were jumping on that and getting involved, because they're going to do it, I think, the day after the Grammys, asking everybody to stay in L.A. one more day and doing like this big video and... Everybody getting together to record the song.
Yeah, they said they told us because I was going to be involved. They asked me to be a part of it.
Oh, good.
But they had canceled it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yep.
I was really looking forward to that. That'd be a cool thing, right now.
Here's Melissa. Hey, Melissa, you're on with Justin Bieber.
Oh my gosh! Hi.
Oh my god.
I just wanted to ask how you got started in the industry.
How I got started in the industry? Well, I was actually up in Canada, and I just posted videos online of myself singing, and I got found by Usher, who flew me out and stuff, and that's kind of how the whole thing kind of started.
I love the story because it's like not this forced story of a kid that wanted to be famous, right? You were just posting these videos for family, and all of a sudden they were exploding all over the internet.
Yeah, I never, like, not once have I, like, did I just say I wanted to be famous. Like, I was from a little town in Canada. It was, like, nearly impossible to get famous. So I didn't even try. I was just doing it for fun.
Do you ever get to go back to that little town in Canada?
Yeah, I'm there. I went there for Christmas, and I'm there every time.
He went there for the unveiling of his statue, the unveiling of the Justin Bieber Elementary School, the unveiling of the Justin Bieber.
$12 billion gold statue.
The new Bieber wing of the hospital.
This is my pose.
The thinking man pose.
The thinker.
Are there any kids now that like used to ignore you when you, back in the day when you were like 14, that all of a sudden want to be your best friend now that you're Justin Bieber?
Yeah, way back about 26,000 days ago. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, there's definitely people that are going to like suck up to me now.
Mm-hmm.
That like I'm here and stuff.
Do you sniff them out pretty easily, or any of them catch you off guard?
Yeah, I mean, like my friends that I've had my whole life are continue to be my friends, and they're very supportive. But people that weren't my friends now want to be my friends. I'm like, it's a little shady, bro.
Mm-hmm. How about some of the girls that didn't want anything to do with you a couple years ago, and now you're Justin Bieber, and all of a sudden, whoa. Have you had the, because there's a sense of pride.
I've had that happen.
Did you turn them down on purpose?
I don't know. I mean, right now I'm so busy on the road, I don't really get the chance to hang out with a lot of girls.
Do you think about girls much? Or is it
I'm 15. I think about girls every second of every day.
The question is...
Right now, I'm thinking about girls. Right now, I'm thinking about girls.
How about right now?
Yeah, I'm thinking about girls.
The question that Twitter is going to hang us for if we don't ask, do you currently have a girlfriend?
I currently do not have a girlfriend.
There's slight hesitation in there, though. What's going on?
Nothing. I was trying to give a dramatic pause.
He was going for effect.
Yeah.
Duh.
So there's no one girl that you're more in touch with than somebody else?
There's not one less lonely girl.
There's not one less lonely girl right about now. Okay.
If a girl wanted to be your girlfriend, what is the best opening line for her to use with you?
The best opening line. I don't know. I'm not really like, I don't pick a one line.
And so then the second most important question, according to Twitter, how does one get you to follow them?
Get me to follow them? Well, it's so random. I just kind of click follow to all my, like, random.
So when you're online, you just pick 10 people, click it, and that's it?
Yeah.
There's no science to it.
Try to make their day.
I think it would work if you were at Beyonce Knowles.
Yes. Yeah, that would be follow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good morning, Isabella. You are on with Justin Bieber.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, my God. I'm much better. I woke up really upset.
Oh, why'd you wake up upset?
Because I thought I was going to miss you.
Pardon?
Oh. I thought I was going to miss talking to you.
Aw. Well, you're here, and do you have any questions?
Pardon?
Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Will you marry me? No, I'm kidding. how do you get your hair like that? It's so perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Jeff was about to ask the same question.
I'm glad
Jeff's
you asked that.
Just a little
that.
Jealous.
All right, so basically I wake up, I have a shower, and then after I have the shower, I blow dry my hair and just shake it, and then it just goes like that.
I love it when you shake it.
Thank you.
Stop it.
No, I would say that same thing. I would say that same thing to Beyonce. I love it when you shake it.
You know, looking actually at the two of you, Bert and Justin have very similar haircuts.
Kind of.
Well, here's how you can tell us apart now, that he's taller now.
Yes.
And he made that perfectly known when he came in.
Yes, I grew. Last time I was shorter, and now I've outgrown you a little bit.
You suck.
He's just going to keep rubbing that in.
I mean, as soon as he tore into the studio and went back to back to show me that he's taller now.
Well, what we usually do is, and this is sounds insulting, but Bert goes along with it for the most part. But when we have a really tall guest or a child guest in studio, we make them pose for a picture with Bert because the tall one's just funny, and the kid one is the only one where Bert's at even level. So we did that last time, and Bert had about an inch on Justin.
Yeah, and I promise that kid's never allowed back in here.
Right.
No, I'm right. I'm here.
Here's Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth, you're on with Justin Bieber.
Hey, so there's a rumor going around that you're going to Woodward next year.
I am actually not going to Woodward next year.
Okay, because we know you have a friend here.
Yes, I do have a friend there, but I am not going there.
There's also a rumor going around that you're going to Pace, that you're going to
Northwinster,
Walton, that you're going to Riverwood.
It's Laster. Every city, because we heard this rumor a couple of weeks ago, and I text Scooter, and he wrote back that every city you go to has the same rumor.
Every city. Yep.
That you're going to be going to a different. So how does school work for you?
I have a tutor that travels with me and stuff. She actually lives in Atlanta, and she we're here right now, so she's here too. But like later today, after this, I gotta go and tutor, and it sucks.
So it's no better than real school.
Not at all, because I have to like after this, I have to go tutor, and then right after tutoring, I have to go finish like go to the recording studio. So
you're tired, man.
I have no days. I have no time off.
You're tired.
I'm a little tired.
What on those small periods where you do have time off? Like, what do you do?
I sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I just hang out with my friends.
Your friends like Ludacris.
Go to the movies with girls and stuff.
Are you thinking about girls right now?
I am.
When's the last time you were on a date?
Last time I was on a date.
Yep.
I was. It was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And did you ask the girl out?
Me, no.
She asked you out?
No, it's kind of like a mutual, like...
Craigslist?
Casual encounters.
No, it was... No.
How did it work? How did you guys, like, hang out?
eBay. I'm just kidding. No, we were, I don't know, we were just, like, it was... I was in the Bahamas, and then I just met her, and I was like, hey, do you want to come hang out? And then we just went and hung out.
Is she famous?
She's not famous.
Oh. Well, she will be once the pictures get out.
Yeah. Has TMZ and all those places left you alone? Like, are you...
Yeah, they're not mean to me. They talk about me, but they're not. They haven't really said anything. My boy Kenny Hamilton has been on TMZ. You see him?
The fool. I was looking at TMZ one day and scrolling down, and I saw, you know... Justin, it was a picture where they thought Justin was flipping off the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But he was...
I was doing the peace sign, and they were trying to get me for it.
And I looked at it, and I'm like, man, he wasn't flipping off. Oh, it's Kenny! I know him! So Kenny will be having a meet and greet after this.
Right. Hey, tell us about the song with Ludacris, because I want to play some of that.
Yeah, the song is... I mean, it was a lot of fun to record. I recorded it in New York. It was great. Luda's part is awesome, and yeah, it is actually number two on iTunes.
Yeah, already, man.
Which is great.
That's awesome.
So how does this work behind the scenes? Do you tell your people that you really want to work with Ludacris, or does he tell somebody? How does that work?
When I actually first moved to Atlanta, I met Ludacris. I went to his restaurant with Scooter. Scooter knows everybody, and knew Luda and introduced me. So I kind of made a relationship with him early on. So he was glad to get on the track.
Okay,
and
so
yeah, I bet he was.
Yeah, no doubt.
What's this deal with the golden ticket stuff? Because I see your tweets about that. What is that?
Yeah, the golden ticket. No one has found it, oddly enough.
Okay.
But people, I mean, go get it. Go buy the album. It's like, if you buy the album, there's a chance to win a golden ticket, which is like, you get to, first prize is I get to come to your house and perform for you and your family.
Oh, that's
cool.
And
then the second prize is you get to be in a Justin Bieber music video.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That's great. Second prize? That's impressive.
I'm pretty sure I found one on Christmas, but threw away with my wrapping paper.
That's Justin Bieber with a guy called Ludacris. baby, number two most downloaded song already on iTunes, man. I mean, there's just like, there's no end for this kid.
And all of his fans in studio already know like all the words to that song. Nice. I'm like, wait, this is brand new. How do you know all the words already? And they're singing
YouTube.
It word for word.
YouTube.
I'm going to assume that she's asking for someone else, but my wife just sent me a text message and wanted to know what type of girl you like. please don't say older, blonde, and married.
I like girls. I mean, older, blonde, married. I like girls I like a girl with nice eyes, a nice smile, a girl that can make me laugh. I like to laugh because everybody likes to laugh.
He just likes girls.
Jeff really don't like the laugh.
I just really love girls.
Here, we're going to give you a break this morning, but I'd like you to do something for me the next time you're in studio, okay?
Okay.
Have you been watching American Idol at all? Are you too busy for that?
I haven't. I don't even, yeah. The only thing I know is that guy from Atlanta, that pants on the ground guy.
That's the guy I'm going to focus on right here.
Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Yes.
Gold in your mouth. Hat turned sideways. Looking like a fool, walking, talking with your pants on the ground.
I was going to give you a break and ask you to do it in the studio, but...
Pants on the ground, pants
There's
on
your
the
guy
ground.
Right here.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, hand hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground.
Yeah. Let's hear your version now.
My version is... Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with your hat turned sideways, gold in your mouth, walking, talking with your pants on the ground.
Yeah.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Hey, man, thanks for coming in.
I don't have the awesome dance moves he has, though.
Not yet, not yet.
Well, you have a hurt foot and stuff. We forgive you. It'll be better soon. You can do it then.
All right, Justin Bieber.
I saw that guy on the MARTA.
Welcome back to Atlanta, man. It's good to have you back.
Yes,
appreciate it. Next time you're back, come on back in studio. All right, get some sleep too.
You're gonna
stunt your growth. You could be stuck right there. It's what happened to me.
He had one goal, and it was to be taller than you, and he accomplished it. So he doesn't care now. He's totally fine.
I can die happy now.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So Jen Hobby went to hypnosis what, 5 or 6 days ago?
On Wednesday of last week, yeah.
And how's it going?
I went to hypnosis to stop smoking, and I haven't had a cigarette since.
Congratulations. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
It's kind of crazy. You know, because I don't think it's like this, like, light switch, quick fix thing.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't really believe in anything in your life that, you know, taking a pill or doing one thing, like, changes a habit or makes you different forever. I mean, I think everything takes a lot of effort, but I would definitely recommend it. And, you know, after, you know, I've struggled with cigarettes and smoking and back and forth in my life for a long time. And I know that anytime I ever heard anybody on the radio talking about it, I thought they were going to get on some sort of pedestal and preach to me. So for those of you who are having your coffee and your cigarette right now, enjoy it. I get it. I'm not going to preach to you. I am not going to stand on this pedestal and shake my finger at you. And I don't, you know, I was over it. I was sick of it. And I know that everybody who smokes has been in that place before. And hypnosis sort of gave me that launching pad to start a fresh, like, new life and being free from it. So anyway, I just kind of wanted to say that at the beginning, because I know there's a lot of, like, guilt that comes with smoking cigarettes. There's a lot of, like, you know, you feel badly about yourself, but you're not going to quit until you're absolutely ready, until it's your time and you've made up your mind and that kind of thing. So until then, do your thing. But when you're ready to, I think that hypnosis is a great option.
Do you attribute the success you've had for these 5 days to you being mentally ready to do it, or the hypnosis?
Both. I think you've got to be really ready to do it and really committed to doing it, because after the hypnosis, you're still going to have cravings.
Right.
I've still had cravings for it. I told you guys last week, I felt really thirsty, like really dehydrated for some reason a lot. So I've been like drinking lots and lots of water. And the cravings definitely come back, or the headaches, those kind of withdrawal symptoms, you're going to have those regardless to me of what you do. Now, I've heard from some people that did the Chantix route and had a lot of success with that, and they said they had no side effects. Other people had really terrible side effects. So I think anything that helps you launch into a place where you're not smoking more is great. And whatever it is that works for you, great. There's a couple of books out there. One of them called The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. It's been around since like the 70s. A lot of people have success with that. So I really think it's like anything that sort of changes your mind about how you want to function inside of your own demons and your own habits and your own addictions, you know?
So in the last 5 days, have you gone back to the hypnosis in your mind when you...
Yeah, a lot of different times. First of all, he told me a craving lasts for 10 seconds, which seems so insignificant, doesn't it?
It is a very short period of time.
But when it hits you, like a ton of bricks. Like, I gotta have one right now.
Somebody said that the craving... like the chemical or whatever, maybe this is what he's talking about, like the thing in your brain that makes you want something is instant, which is probably the 10 seconds. And then what people have to deal with is it goes into the thought process of the brain, and then they think they're craving it when they're not really craving it.
Yeah. So like, if you just kind of let it go when that 10-second craving happens and think about something else, or just the one thing I've been thinking about in my mind, the thing I sort of, the dialogue in my mind that I keep going back to is, it's like, oh, you're having a craving right now. It's like, oh, that stinks, but that's okay because you don't smoke anymore. And I don't know why, but that is the dialogue
hypnosis?
I keep telling myself. Yeah, and it came from hypnosis. It's like, well, that's okay because you just don't smoke anymore. Or I'll come up with scenarios where I'll think, like in the future, oh, I'm going to go out with my girlfriends on such and this day that I have on the calendar coming up soon. I'm like, yeah, that's going to really stink that I can't smoke. And I'm like, yeah, but that's okay because you don't smoke anymore. I don't know why that's the dialogue
that's
in my head.
If it works.
But it's been what's working. And so that was something that he had said, I think, or something close to that
that's
in the hypnosis.
Awesome.
It's like, but that's okay because I don't smoke anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you know what? That might suck for about 10 seconds. Maybe that's going to suck for about 5 minutes, but I'll have a sip of water. I'll think about something else and get into a different conversation, or turn up the radio and listen to a song or whatever it is. And then it's gone. And then it's another, you know, couple of hours before that happens again. So it's just being willing to go through those moments without giving in and without having that instant gratification of having one.
Because I know you went, you hid out in the woods away, a good distance away from any packs of cigarettes this weekend.
I did.
Did you drink at all?
I did.
And did you feel any weaker when you were...
No, because I wasn't around anybody who smoked, and there was no temptation of it even being around. So I guess I thought of it, but not any more often than I thought of it when I wasn't having. I just had a little
concern.
Bit of wine, because I went to some wine tastings at the wineries in North Georgia, and so
come on,
I thought
you
about
never
it.
Drank a little bit of wine.
No, I did.
Because my
you didn't spit out though like they asked. You
I didn't
to.
Do the spittoon thing. No, no.
Because you're like, why am I going to waste good wine?
Because they generally, you know, part of what you said beforehand was, and it's happened in the past that when you go out drinking, like you would quit for a while, and that's how it started up again. You go out, have some drinks,
then light it's, up a then cigarette. It's much more available,
right?
Like, or, you don't even think about it until something's around. Like the other thing I did this week, I'm just doing a little shopping at the North Georgia outlets, premium outlets up there, and somebody was sitting on the bench having a cigarette, and I was like, I hadn't even thought of it all day until I smelled it, and then I was like, oh, I don't like you, lady. You know, because I was like, it was just like that reminder.
Does it really smell
it, like,
good?
No, it's just a reminder.
So it's not like the most delicious pizza you've ever eaten. It's
not
just...
at all. It's just a reminder. It's like, oh, I wasn't even thinking about that until I walked by you. You know.
And what about the habits and stuff? Like after the show, you always went down and.
Well, actually, I kind of stopped that habit for a while. I wasn't smoking here at the office very often. And it's just one of those things where I've just kind of keep going back to that. It's like, oh, well, that's going to sink for a second, but that's okay because I don't smoke anymore.
Good for you.
I am fascinated by the...
I wanted to mention the hypnosis. I wanted to mention Sean Wheeler is his name. Yeah. And it's called Pure Hypnosis. And he can help anything from smoking cessation to fear of flying to all kinds of different phobias. Those are his specialties. So if you have a strange phobia, I think I said last week he helped one woman with her Mountain Dew addiction. That she had been drinking 8 to 12 Mountain Dews a day for like 10 years straight or something crazy like that. And she'd never had a Mountain Dew again after that session. It just changes your mind and changes the way that you think about yourself and who you want to be. And you can sort of rely on those things when those more difficult times come up and when those cravings come up. So
I almost wonder if Melissa should go talk to him before Bert's Big Adventure.
I think you would enjoy it. I mean, it's
the best sleep you've ever gotten.
It's a two-hour session, and if it works, hey, why not? Flying.
Yeah,
and
I mean...
And for Katie, too.
Yeah, she's worse than I am.
I mean, you guys could even ask him about going in together.
Maybe.
That may be kind of a cool experience to have together, both get hypnotized. I don't know if he can hypnotize two people
like
at once.
Like that Britney Spears song, but, the three of you.
Yeah, threesome. Uh-huh. Yeah, just like that, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
But if it can change your mind about it and change your life and sort of give you some freedom, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The Bert Show.